This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the call-in number. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And WhatsApp evidently recently made some sort of change to its terms of service. I don't know anything about that. But I do have an article here from Call Live warning people before you rush off to Telegram, there's some stuff you should know. And I felt like it's important to share this because this is someone who ultimately is going to end up advocating using WhatsApp, owned by Facebook, over Telegram.
Fail.
Yeah, it's absolutely absurd. So, it starts out sensible. In recent days, I've become horrified by the big tech tyranny and censorship. I felt we must fight back against big tech.
Who is this writing this?
It's by a reader, is all it says.
What was the site?
CallLive.com.
CallLive, okay.
C-O-L-L-I.
Oh, CallLive, okay.
Yeah. The news about the lack of privacy on WhatsApp also worried me. Yes, it meant losing social networks, but I felt that I had to do my part. Watching tens of my friends also leaving and reading online, how thousands, if not millions, are leaving as well. Indeed, Telegram saw a bump of 25 million
what, in the last week
new users in the last 48 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just crossed 500 million recently, like just this week.
They did. They're doing very well. I'm thrilled for them.
And that's global, by the way, 500 million.
It gave the author the feeling that we do have movement here, and that big tech will feel a little pain. And indeed, Twitter stock fell by 10%. But where to go? Telegram or Signal? Now, this is a bit confusing to me because
I don't
consider Telegram or Signal to be social media apps. They're communication apps.
Well, WhatsApp is also a communications app, right? It's just messaging.
Okay. So I guess it is a
it's
fair comparison to WhatsApp. Okay.
Yeah.
I've never used WhatsApp because it's owned by Facebook. I'm only on Facebook for outreach purposes.
Right. I left Facebook 3 years ago, and I certainly wasn't going to join WhatsApp.
Yeah. I'm still on Facebook, but I get banned so often that I might as well not be. So I figured I'll try both and see where the groups go. What I was quick to discover is this is wrong, emergency, danger ahead. From a privacy perspective, I receive a message every time any of my contacts join Telegram,
mm-hmm.
which means that the moment you join, Telegram would literally send a broadcast message about your joining to all your contacts on Telegram without asking you.
Well,
which is
true, but it did ask if it could look at your phone book.
And presumably you can tell it no.
I presume. I told mine yes.
Yeah,
because
I didn't bother to.
I find it useful to know who else is on Telegram.
That's exactly why I did it. Right. If they're in my contacts, then I'm okay with them knowing that I'm on Telegram.
Yep.
The contacts are sorted by, quote, last seen, mm-hmm. which is another thing that bugs me, but I've also turned it off. This means that you will pop up at the top of everyone's list every time you open the app. Oh, and disabling this, quote, feature in your privacy settings only removes the exact timestamp, but it will still say just now, if you're online, mm-hmm. a long time ago, etc.
Mm.
Why is that even a thing? Do you decide who you want to text based on last seen? This is a terrible breach of privacy. I don't know if I would call it a terrible breach of privacy, but it is a feature that I feel one should have to opt into.
Okay. I see what you're saying there.
Even while setting up Telegram, one, they require you to enter at least a first name. Why do they need to know that? So beginning to get unreasonable and peculiar here. You don't have to enter your legal first name. You can enter whatever in the hell you want,
right.
But you have to have a way to be identified
right.
on the system.
Yeah, you could just put a symbol or something in there. I don't imagine there's any restriction on it.
No, I don't know why that is their complaint. They repeatedly ask for permission to place and receive calls, quote, in order to verify your phone number. That's not the reason.
That is a weakness of Telegram is that it does require a phone number.
It does.
So that is a legitimate complaint. And so does Signal.
Yeah. Well, Signal, it makes sense because it's an It's a texting service.
No, it's not. It used to be. A long time ago, Signal actually used to send its messages over text. It does not anymore.
Well, no, it sends them over the internet now because they can't encrypt an SMS message.
No, but they used to be able to. That's the way Signal used to work. And it was, I don't know, only a few years ago that it was this way. But if you received a Signal from somebody and you weren't on Signal, it would just look like an encrypted bunch of garbage because it was an encrypted text message.
Oh.
And it would literally break the messages into, you know, as many texts as it needed to get the data across.
Now it only encrypts if the other user has Signal.
Correct. Yeah. If the other user doesn't have Signal, then yes, it will send a text message, but...
I would say that's a good feature because it allows me to just use Signal to text everyone. I don't have to go back and forth between that and
the built-in. You didn't have to before either.
Well, I did if I wanted them to receive a legible message on the other end.
No. If you could send unencrypted on Signal. You still can. If you hold down so let's say you and I were in a Signal conversation, and for whatever reason I want to send you a text message instead. If you hold down like the send button, it'll give you the option to send insecure SMS.
Okay.
Yep.
But the reason that Telegram does this is because they need to be able to place and receive phone calls for you to call people on Telegram. I've never gotten a verification call about my phone number from Telegram. I don't think they even do that.
Yeah, they do.
Really? Yeah, it was always SMS for me.
Well, okay. Right. By default, SMS is the option, but if you can't get an SMS, they will call you.
Okay.
But that is... the reason they have the phone numbers is purportedly for, you know, to stop spammers or whatever. Of course, that doesn't work at all because the spammers just get fake phone numbers and they have these services that they can spin up a phone number for zero cost or whatever. So it doesn't do anything except keeps legitimate people who don't have phone numbers off of Telegram. So that's a big downside to Telegram is it does require a phone number.
I denied and denied until they finally resorted to just asking for my permission to my call log, which I denied.
Mm-hmm.
Then they finally just sent me a regular SMS to verify my phone number. Was that so hard? Couldn't they have started with this privacy-friendly method? From a safety perspective...
That's not privacy-friendly. They have your phone number.
Yeah. From a privacy perspective, the feature called Nearby People will reveal nearby users, including their profile pictures and their exact distance in feet to you, and nearby public group chats. The users and groups on this list are not from your contacts. They are anybody and any group opted in to be discovered, where any stranger can post literally anything.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's opt-in.
You can opt into that, yeah. And there was a story recently that a hacker was able to use that system to actually identify fairly precise locations of people, so it's kind of a dangerous thing for those that are concerned about their locations.
Yeah, I don't know why anyone would want to opt into that. I don't want
just
to
see who's around.
I don't care who's around.
Yeah,
if I know them and they're on Telegram, then they will have a way to contact me on Telegram already.
Some people might want to roll the dice. I mean, you've met more than a few people you didn't know on the internet.
That was opt-in.
Right.
Opted into that.
This is opt-in as well.
Yeah. Okay. Fair point.
The idea being, hey, you just came into a new area. Okay. Let's say you moved to a place or you're visiting a place or whatever, and you're like, I want to see who's on Telegram around here that is also in this mode and see what chat rooms there are or whatever. So if you were to do it here in Keene, you would find that there's a chat room for... Actually, I think the Aria channel, was created in that way, if I recall correctly. There's definitely one of the Republican chats around here.
Yeah, the Eli Rivera chat is... is there.
That's the one. That's right. We started that as your channel, and we put it out. This was back when you were running for office for listeners.
We immediately put it out there on Twitter, gave it no thought whatsoever.
Right.
Like, this will be fine. This was when the sheriff's campaign was exploding.
Right. And every troll jumped into this or a bunch of them, jumped into this chat room and just turned it into like a hate fest against just everything. Like, you know, there's racists came in there and just awful, you know, people in general, and just turned it into a total S show. And so we renamed the channel Re-Elect Eli Rivera, who was your opponent, put his face on the channel, and just you abandoned it. And I'm still technically sitting in there just to watch what happens.
I'm still in there as well, but I leave it muted.
Oh, yeah,
they seem to be having a good time. They post their still as far as I'm aware. Likewise, their channels feature makes the worst content discoverable to anyone with one search.
The worst content?
Yeah. This feature is unfiltered, and it is filled with crap of the lowest kind. The status quo is much safer. So I am back to WhatsApp. and encourage everyone else to stay.
So that last point is basically, whoa, there's too much freedom here on Telegram. There's all kinds of things that I don't want to see because too much freedom. Better go back to Facebook.
I want to know what smut of the lowest kind she's talking about, or he's talking about, because I've never found anything like that on Telegram by searching.
Apparently you haven't been searching for the right smut.
Maybe I need to look on Telegram more.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Shows are streamed on DLive. Please follow and share at DLive.LRN.FM. That's DLive.LRN.FM.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. You can talk about anything that's on your mind. And, you know, we organize a lot of stuff here in Key, New Hampshire, but organize is kind of a hard word, and we often use Telegram to do it. Telegram is also heavily used at ForkFest, and you can join us there June the 28th through July the 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest...
Not true anymore. Sorry, we haven't updated the copy.
Crap, I just put on my official time off request.
Yeah, it's you may have to modify it, unless you want to spend an extra week up there. It's looking like ForkFest is going to join ForkFest this year. I'll be talking with Carla Garrick from the Free State Project tomorrow about that.
I hope that's not true.
Really?
They really want that 4th of July weekend. They got so jealous that we got that 4th of July weekend that they're going to break their, what is it, 15-year tradition of having it around the equinox.
They are. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing.
Or the solstice, whichever
one
it is.
That's what they're doing.
That's pathetic.
I think it's great. I think it's exciting. I think it's great that both events are coming together for the first time.
I liked having our own thing. You know,
but you can still do your own thing.
That wasn't, I know, but the Porcupine Freedom Festival people, they have such a different vibe and a different way of doing things. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have park rangers.
Yep, that's true. So now, those park rangers stayed near the pavilion this last year.
They did this last year.
Yeah.
But still, cops are cops.
It's true.
But there's no ticket cost for ForkFest.
Nope.
Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. And where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? Check it out, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June the 28th through July the 4th. We're going to be there, and it's going to be great. You know, as I sat here reading that a bit more and thinking about it, I won't be sad about not spending 2 weeks at Rogers Campground, because by the end of that 2 weeks, I was just mentally wiped out.
Were you?
Yeah. It was a very long vacation. Hmm. It was enjoyable. But 2 weeks of it, I'm ready to get back to my life and everything that's going on and everything that I missed. Well, let's go to...
What you might be able to do is, remember, ForkFest is decentralized. So it's my understanding the Porcupine Freedom Festival will be starting on that Tuesday. So we've been promoting June 28th, which is, I believe, a Monday, through July 4th, which is the following Sunday, or that Sunday. So they're going to be starting on the 29th, because... The Porcupine Freedom Festival hasn't been a full week-long event for years now.
So ForkFest officially will last longer.
Well, there's nothing official with ForkFest. There's just what we say, right?
Okay,
so
fair point.
If you were to say ForkFest is going to start on the prior Thursday now, or Friday, and ForkFest could then grab the weekend prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival... and the week of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, then that would make the Porcupine Freedom, or that would make ForkFest a week and a half instead of the full week. So then you'd have two weekends. You'd have a weekend of ForkFest where it's just ForkFest, sort of like we used to.
It was a pre-party.
Yeah, in that we were a week prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This would just be like 3 or 4 days prior. So that's an option, right?
That's true.
If you don't want to do a full 2 weeks, you can do whenever you want.
But I would be the only one there for the week prior to the...
Well,
ForkFest experience. I mean, there would be other campers and stuff, but...
Not necessarily. I mean, if we started saying that we're going up 4 days early, then...
True.
For us, ForkFest starts on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or whenever it was that we would decide to do that. So it's just all up to who... I mean, who knows what the actual ForkFest attendees are going to... You know, besides, we're just talking here, right? Like, we're just two attendees. The difference between us and the average attendee is we have a radio show.
Yeah.
So
we can promote the times.
We can promote times that we want to promote.
Yeah.
So that's up to us. But I think it's exciting because, look, Aria, there's been some people who've been trying to drive a wedge between certain folks in the Free State Project or the New Hampshire Liberty Migration or whatever. There's
I mean, you understand why I have a bit of hesitation about this particular individual.
I don't know which individual you're referring to, but I do understand.
Well, the one that does not like me and refused to come on the air if I was anywhere near.
Oh, yeah.
Tent.
Well, that's the
I
sort
don't
of
mind
thing.
It, but I mean, it's like that mentality.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. Doesn't fit with ForkFest.
Yep. I agree with you, but ultimately.
What's best for the Liberty community is more important than that petty squabble, though.
Yeah, and that's what I want to see happen here is, you know, hopefully the most petty people will stay home. And I think that actually, to some extent, happened in 2020 because the word got out that we were going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and a certain group of people really doesn't like the Keene people, and, you know, they stayed home.
Oh, sucks for them. They missed a nice time.
Yeah, they had their own little festival in somebody's backyard somewhere, apparently.
That's depressing.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Gene calling from Kentucky. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was going to talk, but y'all kept me on hold for 16 minutes. So
I'm
thank
sorry
y'all.
About that.
Oh, so you're just going to complain and hang up?
Well, okay. It's a talk show, and we were talking, so. Anyway, in other news, the creator of Telegram has responded to these allegations.
Well, she really showed us, didn't she? I'm kidding.
This lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just threw me off. I mean, we can't control the fact that you called during the previous segment.
Right.
And that we couldn't screen your call until the break.
Until the break, yeah.
And then as soon as we got the opportunity to, we brought you on.
Some people just don't have any patience. I guess they don't want to talk on the radio. That's fine.
Yeah.
You don't want to hit our national audience with whatever your great ideas were going to be.
What a shame.
So you mentioned Pavel Durov. He is the founder of Telegram. He is apparently a Russian anarchist. Supposedly. Now,
I've never talked with him, but I've always heard that he's an anarchist.
Yeah, me neither. And but when that was brought up in one of our Telegram chats earlier today, we did have Will, who is a friend of the show. He did some research and found an article where, yeah, here it is. So apparently his views on how to fix Russia, and he says that based on his Russian manifesto, I would describe him as an ANCAP-ish Russian nationalist, so leaning towards anarcho-capitalism.
But the Russian nationalist part kind of conflicts with that.
It may mean that he just loves Russia.
Okay.
You know,
nothing wrong with loving the land, I suppose.
Yeah, I haven't read the manifesto, but he did look through it. So, Durov responded to all this controversy. You were just reading an article of a guy who was saying, I'm not going with that Telegram because there's too much freedom on there. The person who wrote the article you read had searched for something and found that there were so many different disturbing things.
I've searched for stuff and I've never found anything that would have disturbed me.
Well, you're a little different than the average WhatsApp user, I imagine. So they ran back to the safety of Facebook and the safety of WhatsApp. But in my show prep here tonight, I do have a statement by Pavel himself. He says, I have, and this is posted to his own channel on Telegram, his official channel. He says, I hear Facebook has an entire department devoted to figuring out why Telegram is so popular. Imagine dozens of employees working on just that full time.
Sounds like a pretty cushy job.
Yeah, I'm happy to save Facebook tens of millions of dollars and give away our secret for free. Respect your users. And then he says a little bit more about what's different and some of the myths and the misinformation about Telegram.
Excellent stuff to get into. We're going to get into that here on Free Talk Live. If you don't want to sit on hold for 16 minutes, give us a call now, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Circumventing censorship here, and we allow you to talk about anything that's on your mind. Just keep it FCC friendly.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DinoVite.com. I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Three House Republicans have declared their intent to vote for impeachment when the House takes up the articles, a move expected on Wednesday. The number three Republican in the House, Liz Cheney, said Tuesday in a statement that she would vote for impeachment and claimed that the president lit the flame of the attack on the Capitol last week. She joins Representatives John Katko and Adam Kinzinger, who also publicly said they would vote for impeachment. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence has told House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that he won't invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump. In a letter to the Speaker, the Vice President said he does not believe it's in the best interest of the country or consistent with the Constitution. And the United States will begin to require international travelers who have tested negative for COVID before allowing entry into the country. Beginning January 26th, travelers arriving from overseas will have to test negative for the virus within 3 days of their flight to the U.S., according to new guidelines from the CDC. This is USA Radio News. At least a dozen Capitol Police officers are under investigation for their actions during last week's riot at the Capitol, while two have already been suspended. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Capitol Police confirm an investigation into some officers' behavior during the riot. Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, told reporters on Monday that two Capitol Police officers have been suspended due to their actions during the raid. One of the officers had been shown in video footage to be taking a selfie with one of the rioters, while the other had worn a Make America Great Again hat and gave directions to the intruders. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Federal prosecutors say that more than 170 people have already been charged for actions at the Capitol, and more are expected. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Washington, Michael Sherwin, said he expects more criminal cases to come, promising a long-term investigation into last week's unrest. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the call-in number, and with you tonight is Aria.
And it's Ian.
And AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using the Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallets, then your experience will be smooth, but some wallets aren't ready for the impressive new technology. And the people who program these wallets need to hear from you, the wallet users. So visit anypayinc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular popular wallets like Coinami are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0, and reach out to the wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect at anypayinc.com/upgrade. I would highly recommend everyone do that, or just switch to a better wallet like Edge. Or Handcash, or the Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallets. I mean, don't use an inferior wallet. But let's go to the phones, because we've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just wanted to update for anybody that wants to sit in on that court hearing on this Friday at 8:30 a.m. Mountain Time. I'm not able to access your Matrix chat, but it's very easy to look up the numbers yourself if you want to. I just gave you the time zone and to find phone numbers, it's metro.nmcourts.gov.
And so they just give phone numbers of their courts out publicly, and anyone who wants to can call in.
Yeah, you can tomorrow morning if you got nothing to do, or you can call in every day of the week, morning and afternoon, just by looking at the spreadsheet that's published right there at that website. It's a PDF. You go to that website. The very top link says here, and you click on it, and it'll download a PDF spreadsheet. It'll tell you courtroom by courtroom by courtroom what the call-in number is and the passcode, and then you're in. And you can listen, and you can even talk. But I guess you want to be talking over them in court. It might cause some sort of a problem.
Yeah, the judges don't tend to take real kindly to that.
Yeah, but as you pointed out, in this age of conference calls and Zoom meetings and all of this other stuff in the courtrooms, the judges have way less control over the situation than they did in the past.
Yeah, I presume that their clerk of court probably has some sort of panel where they can mute people. But
they can mute you, mm-hmm. and they can also they could choose if they think that they by law need to leave you able to hear, they'll just mute you. And if they think that they don't need to even have you there, they can disconnect you.
Sure.
So why would anyone want to do this? I don't enjoy dealing with court when I have to.
Oh, well, sometimes, you know, observing court can be interesting. It can be educational. It could be enlightening as far as how they're handling court in the COVID age where now all these things are being done online. I've actually witnessed a couple of court hearings recently that I was not particularly a party to, just out of curiosity.
So does anything particularly interesting happen at 8:30 tomorrow, David?
This is Mountain Time.
Well, it would, 8:30 Mountain Time, and it's on Friday of this week in the courtroom of Victor Valdez on that spreadsheet. But this will be interesting, because there are several heated at-issue items that have not been resolved. And if they're not resolved between now and that hearing then they're going to be resolved by me moment one, because I'm not going to wait to see if they resolve them in the hearing. I'm just going to force the issue. So,
okay, cool.
So if you want to hear David in action, because he's called a lot, right,
like
about going to court, and he's got a lot of experience in court. So if you want to see somebody go pro se or hear someone go pro se in court, then, you know, it might be interesting to tune in.
8:30 Friday morning Mountain Time. Yeah. Check it out. Should be interesting. David, I wish you the best of luck with your court appearance, although it is a court, and they're never particularly fun.
I was recently listening in on a gentleman who was ticketed for shooting off fireworks at one of our nightcaps. I went to attended his court hearing.
How did that go?
On the phones. It was just a pretrial conference, So there wasn't much that went on, but, they scheduled a trial.
Okay.
Ultimately. But it was, it was interesting to hear sort of how these things go, where there's multiple people on the line and there's noise and it's confusing. And it's like your typical conference that anybody has with any business these days, with everybody meeting on these online meetings, except it's a court. And there's a man in a robe purportedly who's in there, and he doesn't have as much control as he once had. However, I bet you if you said "F you, judge" on the line, I bet they'd send men with guns to your house if they knew where you were. I bet you they would.
Yeah,
'cause that's contempt.
It is contempt.
Mm-hmm. Normally, contempt is there's direct criminal contempt. There's indirect criminal contempt, and I think there's civil contempt as well. And I think there might be direct and indirect on that. Correct me if I'm wrong, legal scholars out there. I'm certainly not an attorney, so I may be inaccurate on that. But generally, direct criminal contempt is where you do a thing in the presence of the man in the robe.
Yeah. Contempt, all of these different types of contempt of court, by the way, aren't actually legally justified anywhere. It's just considered to be an inherent power of the courts.
Correct. And so I suspect you would still get hit with direct criminal contempt, even though you weren't within the judge's vision, you weren't within his chamber per se, but you were on the phone line with him. So I suspect they would try for direct criminal contempt if you said F you or something else the judge didn't like.
That's insane.
But he can't stop you from getting high or drunk on the phone.
Well, that would lead you to be more likely to say F you, judge,
I would imagine.
So might not be the best advice for people. But the guy who created Telegram is responding now to some of these criticisms that people have of Telegram.
He is. Pavel Durov, the founder of Telegram, he says that he's happy to save Facebook tens of millions of dollars because he's heard they have an entire department dedicated to figuring out why Telegram is so popular. He says millions of people are outraged by the latest change in WhatsApp's terms, which now say users must feed all their private data to Facebook's ad engine. Wow. It's no surprise that the flight of users from WhatsApp to Telegram, already ongoing for a few years, has accelerated. And I'll say this, one of the points earlier made by the person who was critical of Telegram, pointing out that whenever somebody in your phone book installs Telegram, it pops up a notice. They come to the top of your list and it says, so-and-so has installed Telegram.
Yeah.
I've seen that happening more often.
I have as well.
Yeah, in the last week.
From people I wouldn't expect to be on Telegram otherwise.
Yep. The owner of the restaurant down the street from Rogers Campground popped into Telegram this week. That restaurant, sadly, is closed, but she popped onto Telegram. I sent her a message saying, hey, and, you know, you send a thumbs-up, you know, sticker to him, and welcome to Telegram. He goes on. He says about 500 million users, they crossed that, by the way, after he wrote this, Telegram has become a major problem for the Facebook Corporation. Unable to compete with Telegram in quality and privacy, Facebook's WhatsApp seems to have switched to covert marketing. Wikipedia editors have recently exposed multiple paid bots adding biased information into the WhatsApp Wikipedia article.
Wow.
And then he has citations for these, by the way, these claims that he's making. We also have detected bots which spread inaccurate information about Telegram on social media. Here are the three myths that they are pushing. Myth number one, Telegram's code is not open source. That's the myth. He says, in reality, all Telegram client apps have been open source since 2013. Our encryption and API are fully documented and have been reviewed by security experts thousands of times. Moreover, Telegram is the only messaging app in the world that has verifiable builds for both iOS and Android. As for WhatsApp, they intentionally obfuscate their code, making it impossible to verify their encryption and their privacy. Now, the one thing he didn't say in there was that Telegram's server is open source. He did not say that because, from what we can tell, it's not open source. But the clients are.
But do messages sent from one client to another have to go through Telegram servers?
No. Purportedly, they have end-to-end encryption on the so-called secret chats.
Okay. So it's mostly just like the group chats and stuff that are being stored on their servers?
Yes.
Okay, well, those are public anyway.
Not all of them.
603-283-6160. We're talking about ways to circumvent censorship here. If you have any ideas, give us a call. Of course, one of the best ways is to get away from Facebook and Twitter. But there are other ideas, like using Telegram. Give us a call. Let us know. 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Make sure you favorite the LRN.FM Twitter account so you can receive our tweets at twitter.lrn.fm. That's twitter.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live 603. I'm not going to bother to give out the number at this point.
Yeah, you could.
I know, but I don't want to risk taking on-screen calls. I mean, even though the
There's
dump
no
button
risk.
Is
we got
instant,
a dump button.
I know, and even though it rebuilds instantly, it's just not a habit I want to get into, I guess.
Okay.
But anyway, I want to say thank you to RC, who is tonight's amplifier. This means he likes the show enough to give us all we ask and just $5 per month to
thank
join
you.
The program. Absolutely. This is money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, hence his name. It comes with a number of cool little perks like an amp-only call-in line, an amp-only Facebook group, I think, still exists and occasionally has people posting to it. And an amp-only room on the Matrix server that you can find at matrix.lrn.fm.
Technically, that room's not amp-only. The folks supporting the LRN Patreon are also welcome in that room. So
that's
called the supporters room.
Who admins that room?
I do.
Okay. I was just curious who, you know, was the gatekeeper of it.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out. RC, thank you so much. We hope you like the show, and we hope you continue amplifying it. So the creator of Telegram is responding to some of these absurd allegations. Evidently, people are going around complaining that Telegram servers aren't open source, or they're phrasing that in a misleading way. But
he's saying it's bots. He's saying that WhatsApp, presumably,
sure,
is sending bots around social media making claims about Telegram. Not that there are even people who are doing it.
Well, people will repeat the claims that those
sure.
bots make, but I don't think that the average person who's trying to get away from WhatsApp really cares whether or not Telegram is open source.
Yeah.
So that seems to me a very silly tactic for WhatsApp to employ.
Well, there's not a lot that you can really indict Telegram for. I mean, it really is a great app. I mean, as far as...
It makes me think that Buy a Reader piece we read earlier was one of these...
One of them.
Yeah.
One of the hit pieces from Facebook.
Yeah.
So, Telegram, it's not perfect. We did point out that they do require a phone number. That's not that great. They could have chosen
not to. It hasn't bothered me.
Yeah. Well, the other thing
is tied to my old cell phone number,
yeah.
So I don't even have it anymore.
Yeah, and you can also tie it to a landline if you wanted to.
But I like being able to give people that old cell phone number to find me on Telegram because it means I don't have to give them my cell phone number.
Yeah, that's true. And you can also put a username on there and then just give them your username, but you still have to have a phone number to sign up. So, it's not perfect, but it's pretty unassailable as far as a centralized chat app. Because it's really good. Like we've used it here in the Keene area for most of the last decade.
Wow.
And have used it very, very successfully.
Wire is also pretty good, but I prefer Telegram.
They use Wire on the seacoast,
ah,
from what I understand. So myth number two of the three myths that he says Facebook is promoting about Telegram. Telegram is Russian. And he says, in fact, because he's from Russia, right?
He is.
In fact, Telegram, and this I didn't know, Telegram has no servers or offices in Russia. And was actually blocked in Russia between the years 2018 and 2020.
I remember that. It was because, I don't remember why, but I do remember that the Russian government got really mad about Telegram
right.
and banned it.
That's because they won't do what the Russian government says. He's a Russian anarchist.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the government. Telegram is still blocked in some authoritarian countries, such as Iran, while WhatsApp and other, quote, supposedly secure, unquote, apps have never had any issue in these places.
It's because WhatsApp doesn't encrypt your messages.
Mm-hmm.
It says it
does. They claim they do.
But there's absolutely no reason to believe that that's true.
Oh, and you trust Facebook, don't you?
And even if they do encrypt it,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee you Facebook has back doors.
They've certainly got a key.
And it's almost proven by them requiring you to give up all of your WhatsApp data usage and all of that other information to Facebook.
You don't get Iran to let you in. If you're being, you know, disobedient, if you're refusing to allow them into your servers or into the back doors or have some sort of an agreement with their Iranian intelligence authority or whoever it is that's doing that sort of work over there. So what he's suggesting here without really coming right out and saying it is the fact that WhatsApp is available in Iran, but Telegram is banned, suggests that WhatsApp is compromised from top to bottom.
I would expect nothing less.
Yeah.
It's Facebook.
Yeah. Finally, myth number three. Telegram is not encrypted. He says every chat on Telegram has been encrypted since the launch. We have secret chats that are end-to-end encrypted and cloud chats that also offer real-time secure and distributed cloud storage.
Okay, so I'm confused here. I thought that, like, if I just shot you a random Telegram message that it was not encrypted.
Supposedly they are, but one of the complaints about Telegram is that the encryption is supposedly not that great, from what I've heard. Now, I am not an expert on this field at all. I personally don't care, because I'm not going to say a thing over Telegram that is a secret.
Right.
Because we don't really know for sure. Yeah, their clients are open source, but did you build the client yourself? Because if you didn't build the client yourself from the source, then you don't really know, you know, what
it is. Sound like Chris Wade here.
Yeah, well, Chris is right. Chris is right about that.
Yes, but at some point I find it easier just to trust people, and, you know, the Russian anarchist who refused to give it to the Russian government is going to be fairly high up there.
You have to pick who to trust in life. There's no doubt about it. If it were for some super secure information, I would trust a whisper in an ear over any kind of electronic communication, and if I had to communicate electronically, I would trust PGP over anything else, Signal, Telegram, etc. But one thing's for sure, Telegram is going to be better than unencrypted text message, which any police agency can get simply by going and knocking on the phone company's door for the most part. He goes on, he says here that WhatsApp, saying they offer real-time secure and distributed cloud storage, which is actually a really handy feature. Telegram will let you upload files of up to 2 gigabytes.
Which is massive.
Which is very large. And then
considering like Facebook cuts you off at 25 megabytes.
Yeah.
And I don't know what WhatsApp cuts you off at, but it's not going to be 2 gigabytes.
Yeah, and that's just per file. I don't think there's actually a limit. So, like, you can send 1 2-gigabyte file, and then another one, then another one, then another one. So if you got, you know, 10 gigs to send, you just got to send 5 parts, basically.
If you have it on 2 devices, it also makes it incredibly easy to move files between
one
two
to another
devices.
Yeah.
I don't even have to give it any thought anymore. If I want to move a picture or something from my phone to my computer,
just drop it in Telegram.
Sure. There's other ways
to yourself,
to do it.
Basically.
Yeah.
You're sending it to yourself.
I could email it to myself or whatever.
Too many steps.
I can just pop that open and send it.
Right. I do it all the time. Going on here, he says, WhatsApp, on the other hand, had zero encryption for a few years and then adopted an encryption profile or protocol funded by the U.S. government.
Oh, that's encouraging.
And again, he's citing links to these things here. Even if we assume that WhatsApp's encryption is solid, it's invalidated via multiple backdoors and reliance on backups. In 2019 alone, Facebook spent almost $10 billion on marketing. He says, I guess this includes the paid bots on Wikipedia and other sites. Unlike Facebook, Telegram doesn't spend any money, let alone billions of dollars, on marketing. We believe that people are smart enough to choose what's best for them, and judging by the 500 million people using Telegram, this belief is justified.
That is a big number. 500 million people.
Yeah.
I underestimated it.
Yeah, it's an amazing little service. Again, to come back around to the larger discussion about decentralization, you're not decentralizing by going with Telegram per se, in sure. that it is still a centralized service. However, it's not a mega corporate kind of, you know, big tech oligarch service. It's always been, you know, even though it's got 500 million people on there, that doesn't mean that, you know, they're a huge corporation or whatever. They're still a relatively nimble and young organization that seems to be about undermining governments rather than cooperating with them. And so to that end, if you have to pick a centralized chat service, Telegram seems to be the way to go these days. Not to say there aren't other options out there, but it's a winner for sure.
In order to truly get, you know, secure decentralized messaging, you have to get really thick into the weeds, and at that point your capabilities of messaging people just plummet. Like, I'm thinking Keybase, it has a messaging service.
It does.
But if it's clunky. If you're like, this is the only messaging service I'm going to use because it's decentralized and it's secure and it's encrypted.
Keybase is not decentralized.
Not anymore.
Never was.
Well, the messages presumably are on the
messages
blockchain.
Were encrypted. They're not on the blockchain. They're saved on, I believe, Keybase's server, but you have the key to the messages, as
they
I understand it. And they supposedly don't.
Okay. At any rate,
you're
limited. So avoid Keybase now.
Yeah.
But at any rate, the point I was making was that you're limited in the number of people you can message. You can't text your boss to let them know you're going to be late because your boss isn't going to be on Keybase.
Sure. Well, to some extent, more people are now going to be getting off of these old services than ever before because their friends are leaving. And if your friends are finally leaving Facebook, then you might also be encouraged to leave Facebook as well. If you're looking for decentralized messaging, Matrix is the best system out there for it, and it is federated, and it is open source, and it works great for us. Check out our Matrix server. Go to chat.lrn.fm, and you'll get the instructions there. But more importantly, check out our new social messaging system, which is basically a Twitter clone. You can go to social.freetalklive.com. It just launched today, so check that out, social.freetalklive.com.
This has been Free Talk Live. Check out all of the other stuff, but first, head on over to that social media site at social.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.